Oh, let's talk about some real estate, speaking of housing.
Realtor Luke Roman and his elite team of specialists handle the cases that no one else can. Haunted and possessed houses that
literally scare the would-be buyers away.
So basically, I looked this up and you said, "Hey, let's watch some real estate." And I came up with like 20 different titles and I'm like, "Which one?" I was like, "How many titles, how many movies and TV series are named surreal estate?"
Yeah, well, are called surreal estate. Yeah. Yeah, I had to send you
Well, this
the
is a TV series from 2021 that was never on my radar, so I was like, okay. It's like, let's try it. And it's a sci-fi movie, which, by the way, this is a Canadian sci-fi channel that produced this, CTV. And they spell sci-fi correctly, unlike the Americans, who changed it to
That's right.
Y. I don't know why.
Sci to a Y, which why would you do that with sci-fi of all things, right?
I don't know. Well, I
But
think back in 2009, I think they changed the name, and I think they were trying to say, well, we could take ownership of the sci-fi if it's spelled that way, but we can't own a genre. I think that's what they were like basically arguing back then.
I think the funny thing is that this is shot, this is seems to be sh I know that it's shot in Halifax, and I looked it up just because I think it's all the whole thing. All the episodes seem to be filmed within 3 blocks of each other in Halifax.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I did. I watched.
I see, I only had time to get through two episodes, and I'm like,
Here's the
I.
thing. Here's the thing. This we might have mentioned this on another episode, but this has got all my favorite stuff. It's got romance, stupid romance. It's got a little bit of wacky horror. You know, it's like wacky,
Little mystery.
a little mystery. It's and little goofy gag stories that kind of come and go. It did remind me of something that reminded me of the whole setup of it and everything. Kind of reminded me of Warehouse 13.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
Right? Didn't the feel of and the
I didn't think of
feel
that
of
until
it.
you just said it, but yeah, totally. It
Yeah,
totally
and the
felt like
feel.
that.
And to me, the feel of it was very much Warehouse 13. And here's the thing, I loved Warehouse 13. I mean, not for any good reason. It's just that I did, right?
So I got to only got to two episodes, so I feel like I can't really be a good judge like you can probably. But my first impression was I really at first did not like the main character. It's the way he talked. I couldn't really understand anything he said. He has this weird
Right.
like affect or something. I'm not sure what it is, but I got over it in the second
Right.
episode. And I'm
You
like,
get
okay,
over it, and
he
then
has
you
kind of a
start not
cool
like
attitude. I can roll
the
with this guy. He's kind of cool. You know, I like his attitude. And then the
Yeah.
redhead comes in and saves the day for me because I'm probably gonna watch more episodes now because
Because
I.
you'll watch that redhead forever, right?
Well, yeah, it was the chemistry is definitely working between the two, and
Yeah.
then
No,
the
it
whole
really
team
does.
that they have is interesting. So I'll
Right,
probably
right.
watch more. It kind of reminds me a little bit of like CSI, actually. Like, you know,
It does.
has that kind of look to it, which is weird because it's a haunted house movie or series.
It has a certain, it kind of leans heavily on really simple video-ish effects,
It's like
and
90s stuff. It's like
it
stuff you see in
is.
the 90s.
Yeah, and it's got the mad scientist. It's got the mad scientist guy that's invented these things. It's funny because there's something about a certain film that we did just before this and this one that both have a certain goofy,
Oh, Self-Reliance, yes, with Jake Johnson, yes.
yes. Somehow both of these kind of had their own sense of humor and kind of their light and humoristic even when people are dying. Whoa.
Well,
Oh.
that's what makes it funny. Well, so the first episode, the way it opens was really interesting to me because it was like a scene from The Exorcist or Poltergeist, where you see this guy in a hat walking upstairs. The first thing I thought it was Exorcist, and then he would knock on the
Right.
door, and I was
Right.
like, "Oh, Poltergeist!" And
Yeah.
then he's like, "Are you a priest?" And he's like, "No, I'm a real estate
Oh,
agent."
wait. The opening shot was right from The Exorcist.
That's what I'm saying. It was The Exorcist.
It was absolutely.
And then when he knocked on the door, it was the poltergeist. Right, and then she's like, "Are you a priest?" And he's like, "No, I'm a real estate agent."
Oh, I'm a real estate agent. Yeah, you get that constantly. It's a, yeah. Are you a cop? No, I'm a real estate agent.
What I find interesting is, it's just funny because the whole idea of real estate wouldn't be interesting to me necessarily. Are people selling houses? If I saw that on like Home and Garden Network, I'd probably change it. Okay, well, I'll watch something else. They're trying to flip a house or something. I watched that for a while and I got bored with it. So
yeah, but they're trying to flip a. They're trying to
flip a haunted house, which is even more interesting.
Yeah, they're trying to flip a house, but all the ghosts are walking through. Halfway through the floor, right?
Here's the problem I have with the premise. it's a big hole you could drive a truck through. So if these people have issues with poltergeists in their house, and the real estate agent's job is to get rid of them the problems that they have so they go away,
right?
Why aren't they just Ghostbusters that come in and help people with their houses so they can still live there? See what I'm saying?
I've got the answer for that.
Okay, really?
Is the hook is the money. Because
they sell things for more than they're valued for, they said in the...
Yeah, I gotcha. So I'm just saying, it's good for everybody because they bring up the community together.
Plus, they probably have bad memories of, this ghost used to come sit on that chair all the time, and I don't want to live here anymore.
See.
Okay.
You got it.
So I'm going to try to go back to this, even though there's so many other options. It's like there's bags of chips everywhere, and I have to remember which bag I want to go to. I mean, streaming is just ridiculous.
I'll never get back to this. But I will. I'm watching it tonight.
No, I'll watch episode 3. I'll give episode 3 and 4 a chance, probably.
Like I say, you know what? It's like if you liked Warehouse 13, this has got all the same elements. It really does.
Well, the main character reminds me a little bit of that guy from what's his name? The redhead guy, the CSI guy. He talks kind of like this.
Yeah.
I can't remember the guy's name. Yeah, he does that all the time, and he talks like this. But the thing is, he actually has a coolness that this guy doesn't have, but...
Yeah, but he's Canadian, so what are you going to do, right?
It's kind of like... he's kind of an L.A. Canadian, because he's kind of like the L.A. kind of cool guy, but he's Canadian, which is kind of a weird vibe.
It's the best that they can do. They're Canadian, you know? I mean, yeah, it's like the best thing.
But at the same time...
It freezes their brains, and they don't complete their thoughts, you know?
That's true, yes. But at least he was smart enough to hire the redhead, so he has some potential because he was smart enough to hire good people.
Right.
I'll give him that. So anyway, I think that's my only thing that's holding me back is that when I go back to episode 3, I'm like, oh, this guy again. And then I'll be like, oh, okay. He's talking to the redhead. He's talking to the other girl.
Yeah.
The guy that's there. I mean, basically the whole team is cool. I want to know more about team members because I've only seen 2 episodes, so I only know about 3 team members, really.
You know, my wife says, does the secretary of every group that has something to do with the supernatural have to be a lunatic? And I go, yeah, absolutely.
I knew you were going to say that because I thought the same thing, actually. Well, and also even on some of the CSI shows or like, SVU, Law and Order or whatever, it's always some 20-year-old something.
You always have to get an absolute young character. Right?
Well, even on PBS, the Doc Martin show.
Yeah, exactly.
The young secretary that's kind of like hip and.
Right, you say that it's a young secretary.
Does tarot cards and stuff.
Hip and just barely care, right? You know.
Right. She does tarot cards in her free time, and she
always a heart of gold deep down inside.
But they're also very intelligent. That's the other thing.
Super intelligent, right? Always more intelligent than anybody else on the show, right? Absolutely. And it really works for the show. But it really works for the show in the end. I mean, the thing is, almost immediately you like all these people.
Well, I didn't immediately like that guy, but maybe it's just me, and maybe I have a hang up with guys in black shirts.
Maybe you're just not into guys.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Not that that's a bad thing.
We're not saying anything's bad.
No, we're not. They're not. So I actually kind of like this one a lot.
I think you're going to give us a higher rating than me because I'm kind of neutral right now. But
I was going to give this a 3.2 because that's where I'm at. I know that it's just not the best TV around, but I like the characters and I like the stupid situations they get into. So what can I say?
Good point. I'm kind of in the middle. I'm like a 2.5, but since they're Canadian and they're trying really hard, I might give them a 2.8.
You know, it's sort of like a special needs TV show. Yeah. Because it's Canadian, there's the Canadian special needs.
Well, and I love Keith Canadians.
Keith McClary, I know you're out there. You know, you're the best of the special needs Canadians.
Well, let me say I love Canadians, and if any of them are hiring in the future.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I'll even work on this show. I don't care.
I'm surprised that you don't bring up three windows, and one of them is just your resume.
Let's see.
Stop. Don't.
Isn't that professional?
Yeah, that was very.
No, cool. I mean, I'm one of those. I don't need a resume. Just let me show you what I could do.
Oh, ooh. See, these days I don't need a resume either because people are out there collecting everything that I do all the time, which I have no idea why you do that. Why do you people make lists that have me on it? I don't understand that.
Oh, come on. Everybody needs a copy of Strays. Runaway Train. Runaway Train is actually really good. But.
Actually, the one that keeps coming up lately that I've had trouble understanding is Young Frankenstein College Years. Why?
Which is funny because I decided that we should review that one time just for fun, just to make fun of you, basically. But I ended up kind of liking somebody.
that's what happens to everybody, right? You know, and you're like, well, come on, man. You know, it's like I say, you know, I brought that up, you know, on the show that I was doing, you know, and we're out in the middle of nowhere, and I go, and everybody goes, well, so what's the worst thing you ever worked on? And I go, well, it might possibly be, you know, Frankenstein the College Years, and the makeup effects guy turned around and went, that's my sister and I watched that. We had a tape of that, and we watched it continuously for 12 years. I was like, huh.
It has its charm, but for me, I think Strays is actually a pretty darn good movie.
Too many cats.
Mostly.
To me, the problem with Strays is I've never been a cat person, and the smell of cat boxes drives me nuts. And when I see all those cats, the smell.
There's a lot of cats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I like some of the set design. Some of the stuff on that movie, on Strays, pretty darn good stuff. I see a lot of Jars in my mind right now. And for some reason, I really like the basement. I don't know why. But I like how that was done. Unlike the Frankenstein one where they were having a party for the guy, the professor or something, and he was up on this big pedestal. And I remember I asked you about that. I'm like, what the f*** was up with that? And you're like, well, I had to work with the room I had.
You had to go vertical.
Right. But it just looked, it was so strange. Anyway, it took me out of the movie.
Oh, like, that's really,
like, it's really that hard to be taken out of that movie. But anyway, no, but I'm saying you have some gems that you don't think are gems. I'm just saying. Some people really love Shaquille O'Neal and anything he does doesn't matter. And the candy wrappers that fell from the sky.
Was that for Kazam? Really? Kazam? Really?
Well, the candy scene, and you told me this heartwarming story about you and your daughter.
Heartwarming story about my kids making all the fake candy.
And then when I see that scene, it's amazing to think about that, actually. So that's why we have a podcast. Just in case anybody's wondering. Mick hasn't told the story for a while, though, but we'll get to
hundreds
them.
Of them. Hundreds.
We'll get to some more stories. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll get more stories.
So we need to pull some do you have anything that you've left off your IMDb resume that you don't want people to know about? We should review that one. I like your reaction. It was perfect.
I don't know. Somebody the other day called me. It was saying, yeah, saying, yeah, they. I've got an idea. Internet movie. IMDb database number of da 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 on the star meter, and then they say, and we looked up, and your star meter is like 500,000, which is really low and really really bad. And I went,
but is it rising or is it falling?
I don't know. I don't care.
You know what? Can I just say, as somebody who's only done one thing, as somebody who's done one thing that's on IMDb, I appreciate that I even have a star. I don't care if it's 8 million. So, I mean, that sounds really high to me. 500,000? Oh my God, that's super high.
But you know, you don't know what it means. It can be, it's like a golf score, I think.
I think it's activity. It's like how much activity you have. People are looking at your stuff.
Right.
So I'll help you out and I'll look at it tomorrow.
I don't care whether you or anybody else looks at it, you know, once or twice or never. Next, no, absolutely doesn't make any difference to me whatsoever. save yourself the trouble and find something real to worry about.
Well, I was just going to say, I appreciate whose star's rising is Jeremy Brown. And I look forward to him being a famous director. And I'll say, I knew that guy. I know that guy. He's awesome.
I knew that guy win. I knew them both win.
And you're helping him. So you're at 500,000. He's probably at like 50,000.
No, this is getting embarrassing.
You just said you didn't care.
Still don't.
See, you can't trust anybody that worked in Hollywood.
Are we done yet?
I think so. I'm just having fun at this point.
Later.
I figured we need a couple more minutes, so I was trying to, you know, stretch it out a little bit.
You were stretching. I saw it. I'm gone.
All right. See you later.